And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, we just got some breaking news, and I wish Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth was still on the line when we got it. But Butters just texted Boomer and I, and then so did somebody else. It's flooding in already. AL.com is one source that apparently President Joe Biden has decided to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado. That is unfreaking believable to me. I mean, it's not, but it is. I mean, there's no basis in this. Boom.
There isn't.
There's zero.
What was it? What was Colorado? Fifth?
Fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
And we're number one, and they did everything that they needed to do to figure out that it needed to be here.
Yep. Yep. This is political payback. That's all this is. This is pure politics. He's playing politics with the military and everything else. Why would he stop with Space Command? And, you know, what a joke. Story on AL.com says the official said Biden was convinced by the head of Space Command, General James Dickinson, who argued that moving his headquarters now would jeopardize military. Sure, that's what it was. The general said, sir, you need to make this decision this way. That's what happened. But Dickinson's view, however, was in contrast to Air Force leadership who studied the issue at length and determined that relocating to Huntsville was the right move. By the way, there is zero, you do what's called a jump talk. So first of all, like I can remember, okay, here's a bottom line. When I was with 20th Special Forces Group, 7th Special Forces Group was moving from Panama to its new location. And we went down there and set up what's called a jump talk. What that basically means was we set up continuity operations while they moved their final personnel, and then when they were set up, they came online, and we turned off the lights in Panama. But there's nothing about a move from Colorado to Huntsville that jeopardizes readiness. That's the stupidest excuse I've ever heard. I mean, the very idea that suddenly we're not going to be able to work our satellites anymore because we had to move. Really? Well, then you don't deserve to be a general officer if that's the way it works. If you are so lame that making a move means you can't set up a jump talk, or you can't, by the way, maintain continuity of operations and have a ADVON team go to Huntsville, set up shop, bring all the relays up online, make sure everything's in place first, and then we flip it on here and flip it off there in sequence, I'm pretty sure you could maintain continuity. But no, we're going to keep it in Colorado because they do abortions in Colorado. That's what it boils down to. They do abortions in Colorado. And so Space Command is apparently not coming to Huntsville. That just chaps me, man. I'm just telling you, I'm just so tired. 2024 can't get here fast enough. And by the way, 2024 gets here. This may change again. But wow. Yeah, Marcus from Huntsville just texted in and said, keeping Space Command in Denver would put our military in a worse position than Biden has by giving up strategic reserves of fuel and giving up weaponry to Ukraine? Yeah. He said, they make it sound like military command has never moved before. Agreed, Marcus. I'm totally in agreement. Roughly Ann from Huntsville just sent me some angry emojis. There you go. Anita from South Huntsville sent it in. Yeah, breaking news. I see it. Thank you, Anita. Appreciate that. And yes, you're right. Apparently, Alabama didn't pay Hunter Biden enough money under the table, she says, to get the big guy to sign off on the move. Richard from Madison. Okay. And then he's talking about I'll get back to that in a minute. He's talking about the Cannabis Commission from my monologue earlier. John from Huntsville. Show me the money from Jerry Maguire comes in as the 25th best quote of all time in the movie quotes. Well, that's where we're about to go to. Show me the money. And I'm going to tell you right now, the abortion industry is showing the money to the Biden administration out in Colorado, apparently. Okay. We'll see. It says proponents in this article from AL.com, proponents of keeping the command in Colorado have argued that moving it to Huntsville and creating a new headquarters would set it back its progress at a time when it needs to be quickly positioned to match China's military space rise. I'm just gagging on that one, man. That's just like ridiculous. Huntsville, however, scored higher than Colorado Springs. Well, we can't do it now. We don't have time. You've been delaying this how long? 3 years? 3 years. It's been approved for 3 years. Ah, now it's too late now. Oh, so you're saying stalling works. That's how military decision-making works? You stall long enough, maybe you'll win? Pretty sure That's the loser's strategy. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall, who ordered his own review of the matter, leaned towards Huntsville. General Dickinson was staunchly in favor of staying put. I'm imagining that General Dickinson wants to retire and Colorado has already bought a house. Somebody look that up. General Dickinson, do you own a house in Colorado Springs? Are you intent upon retiring there? Oh, now we see. Okay, what a mess. All right, well, listen, the thing that we hoped wasn't going to happen is apparently happening. The Biden administration, after 3 years, has finally made a decision. And it looks like we're not going to get Space Command, at least not for now. 2024 is coming, brother. I'm just telling you, 2024 can't get here fast enough. Can't get here fast enough. Does anybody disagree? All right, we're going to a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I'm talking about, this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'm going to jump over to the phones real quick, and then I'll take text messages. And by the way, if you want to comment at any time on the show about this Space Command breaking news, we'll just take it. But that's what I got on line one. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I've been better, so especially before that news.
Yeah, well,
because I've actually met multiple people. I don't know them that well, but they've actually purchased housing that's being built around my area in South Huntsville for this.
Really?
Their families have. And like I said, they're not close friends, but I've met them and said, yeah, that's what we're doing down here. Some of us actually greet future neighbors.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. What does the Biden presidency think they're going to do? If you punch a Southern boy in the nose, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I don't think he had any hope of getting many votes in Alabama to begin with, but whatever he had, they're cooked.
Well, true, and then we can always take some of our money and we can put it in other areas like Arizona and that kind of thing.
That's a great point. You're right. As a matter of fact, it's a great point. We do that. We actually send people to other states where they're purple. We'll send some red help over there to try to help them. And you're exactly right. Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate your call, buddy. He makes a point. There was a great deal of preparation already underway, and you know, Brian's saying he's meeting people that had already begun to relocate here in anticipation of their families and other members moving here because of Space Command, only to have this purely political, partisan jackwagon. This is jackassery at its height. This is absolutely qualifies. Yeah, there you go. This one qualifies for jackassery in a big, big way. Yeah, Space Command, unbelievable. Let me take some text messages and see what all we got in here. Goodness, I mean, where do I even? I got to go try to find the. Okay, let me scroll. I'm scrolling down. I keep trying to find the oldest ones first, and they keep going. Jerry from Decatur says God will have to send an update on Scripture. Do not be filled with wine and dope smoke, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Talking about my monologue earlier today. If you missed it, my monologue was on the goat rodeo that is the Alabama Cannabis Commission as they are legalizing medical marijuana and how just amazingly non-Republican that piece of legislation was. John C. from Madison. John C. We got John M. from Madison. We got John C. Yeah, we got a bunch of Johns out there. So 3 days before I left Saudi Arabia, he said it was 140 degrees, 143 degrees outside. Went to Fort Bliss. It was 86 degrees. Got done raining. I thought I would freeze to death. Yeah, I get it, man. It's everything's relative. I mean, when I was in Baghdad, it was concrete hell, and I was out there on an op one day for 7 straight hours on the streets, and it was 128 degrees. But when you're wearing all that battle rattle and standing on concrete, I took 2 IV bags, and we got done with that one. Crazy Joe from Decatur sends me a meme. Yeah, family of potheads, and it's all a picture of pots and plants and things. All right, I tell you what, I got a caller online. Was that Kareem? I hadn't talked to Kareem in a while. Kareem from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
How you doing, Phil?
Good, man. What's on your
Check
mind?
I don't think it's a good thing that it happened, but it was bound to happen, and I blame Tommy Tuberville.
Really?
I blame him all the way, because for some reason he just cannot keep his heads out of people's bedrooms. He must inject himself.
Uh-oh, do we lose him? Hey, Kareem, we lost your signal, buddy. Hang on. Hey, Kareem, you broke up there, man. What was the last thing you said?
I said Tommy Tuberville, he just couldn't keep his head out of people's bedrooms. You know, I mean, and it's horrible. All this growth we got here, and you know it was because of Space Command. Now it's going to affect everybody.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Because
let me ask you this, though, Kareem. How long has Tuberville been making
my convictions?
Okay, but how long has Tuberville been making his stand on his convictions? How long has that been happening?
Well, right now it's about six, seven since he's been doing this little charade thing. I don't want anybody to have abortion. None of your
We are losing your signal, man. You are driving out of your range. But let me jump in while you wait on your signal to come back. So the bottom line is this. Tuberville's been doing what he's been doing about taking a stand against the abortion policies of the DOD for about 6 months, maybe 7. The decision decision for Huntsville has been in place for 3 years. 3 years. And yet you're going to tell me that it's all because of Tuberville.
I'm sure that he helped put the last nails in the coffin.
I'm pretty sure Biden already didn't like Alabama, and then when the Dobbs decision was made by the Supreme Court, which is what Tuberville is standing on, saying, listen, we have a right, and you got to quit making up legislation when you're not legislators, DOD.
I think it's just awful. He needs to stay out of people's bedrooms, man.
He's not
out of people's lives.
He's not in their bedroom.
He's putting the government in between people. Yes, he is.
You know, you realize, all right.
They're doing their own family.
But you realize, don't you, that federal law already prevents the expenditure of federal funds for abortion. That's the law. It's been in place for decades. And yet,
but he had to be the show off. He had to be the show off, and look what happened.
I know. You know, don't you hate it when people say, let's follow the law? That's a heck of a thing, man.
He just had to be a show off. This is horrible.
I think what you got is somebody with some backbone who's finally saying, I see a wrong over there, and we're going to quit doing it. That's what I see.
And now, next is going to be the FBI headquarters. They're not going to come here now because of him.
Well, they're already here.
He wanted to be a hero.
They're already here and still growing. They've got quite a bit of construction out there right now. I don't think so. I mean, I think what's going to wind up happening, Kareem, is next year, 2024 election is going to have a change in administration. We may wind up with Space Command anyway, and FBI is going to grow.
Yeah, it's going to go from 100-year-old Joe Biden to 104-year-old Joe Biden.
Well, if they do, it's your fault. But
it's hard. I mean, I have no other choices. I can't vote for Trump.
Okay, so basically, you won't vote for what you think is going to help people as long as it's just got Trump attached to it. You can't do it.
If it's got Trump attached to it, no one gets my vote.
How about Ron DeSantis?
If it got him. He didn't blew it. You know he blew it to me. He blew it. He's done.
How about Tim Scott?
Ron DeSantis is done.
How about Tim Scott?
Tim Scott, I don't know, maybe. I'm up in the air, but I won't vote for him just because he's a black man, because, you know, all skin folk ain't kin folk.
All right, fair enough. Well, listen, I do not agree with you that Tuberville is the reason why it's not coming here. I think it's not coming here because Joe Biden is a petty partisan politician. That's what I think, Kareem.
Hey, if you start a fight, this man is in control of the country. He might do some type of niceties. He should have got that here.
That man's not in charge of his breakfast, man. I'm just saying. All right. Appreciate it, Kareem. Have a good one. Say, bud. Nah. Nah, I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. Let me jump back to text messages real quick. That was a good call, though. Let me jump back over here. Bama Grant. Bama Grant from Huntsville sent me something, which, Bama Grant from Huntsville sent me the same story off the Washington Post and about Space Command. Appreciate it, Bama Grant. Thanks for the heads up. Leanne from Huntsville, 565 eastbound in Huntsville is almost at a stop, 1 mile from Parkway exits. Avoid 565, she says. That came in. When did she send that? Date stamp, time stamp, 245. So an hour ago. Good Lord. So 565 was jammed up an hour ago, so y'all be careful if you're driving. David from Huntsville. Thanks for calling BS on the Space Command moving to Huntsville, hurting national security. Biden, Harris, and Schumer and their ilk and woke military non-leadership are the problem with national security. There you have it. Scott from Boaz says nothing's going to change in 2024. There may be a new name in the White House, but it's going to be business as usual, and that business is not Joe Citizen's best interest. I don't know, man. Scott, that's the second time you've been so pessimistic, brother. I do not. I see. Would you rather keep it the way it is, or would you rather change it to a different administration? And you know the answer to that question. I got a caller on line one. I will take it. Mike from Huntsville Space Command. What's going on, man?
Well, actually, it's Mike from Harvest.
Oh, okay.
I am doing well, sir, and I hope you are as well.
Absolutely.
I guess my question is it was never going to come here because Joe Biden was never going to allow it. However, how long before Joe Biden decides to move all the facilities that are already here out?
Well, he's going to have a hard time playing that. If his excuse on this one was it's a question of military readiness, then what's it going to do to readiness to dismantle what already exists? I mean, that's – so I don't think he could go down that road. I think he's swiping at what he can right now, and he had an option, and he chose it.
I think you – vastly underestimate the stupidity and pettiness of our president and his cronies that he's got surrounding him. But I hope you are wrong, Phil.
Man,
I honestly do.
Well, that makes two. Yeah, thank you, brother. Well, listen, all right. Hey, Mike, appreciate the call. Mike from Harvest. Now that we got that down, right? Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. Dustin from Hazel Green texted in. He says he wanted some Yankee off the air. Who was he talking about? He was talking about Kareem. he says, by the way, Dustin from Hazel Green says, Hazel Green has exploded with new construction in anticipation of Space Command. Going to be a lot of homes on clearance up here, he says. Well, I hope that's not true, man. Shane from Athens on the conversation a moment ago says, I hope Tuberville holds all of them to the fire. Get him, Phil. Appreciate you, man. John from Huntsville says, Kareem will not be getting an A-plus from me today. what else we got? Says, Brian from Huntsville says, why doesn't Kareem run for president? Okay, there you go. Jason from Meridianville just says, let's go, Brandon. Fair enough. All right, tell you what, Boom, let's go ahead and take the break about a minute ahead of our usual schedule. We'll do that, and I'll switch to the next dipper now that I've cleared my text messages and taken some calls. But you want to chime in on Space Command? We'll still take it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. Hey, I'm going to the phones again. Line one, Jeff from Hazel Green. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man? Did we lose him? Jeff from Hazel Green. We have lost Jeff from Hazel Green. All right, well, if he calls back in, we'll take it. But I'll tell you right now, he may be calling. I'm pretty sure he also texted. You got him, Boom? Okay, we do not have him. All right, we'll move right on. By the way, Casey from, or Junebug from Hartzell, says, I am constantly saddened and amazed by the passion of people who want to kill innocent babies. They claim to be the loving party. Yeah, no doubt. But it's their desperation to kill babies is just beyond the pale. And it results in things like, how do we gerrymander our military? How about that? Sandy from Harvest says, when we're done with this destructive imbecile who was an anti-American against everything we stand for, can we reverse all his idiotic behavior or decisions? You know, it's going to be an interesting dynamic there. If you remember when Trump left office, Biden walked in and began signing executive orders on day one. Didn't matter what it was. Keystone Pipeline, we don't need it. Southern border, let's change that. And just on and on and on. Because if Trump's signature was on it, it was immediately hated. Didn't matter whether it was good for the country or not. Didn't matter whether it spurred the economic growth of the country or not. Didn't matter whether it preserved our status quo on the world stage. Didn't matter. None of it. None of it mattered. Didn't matter whether it preserved the security of our citizens. Didn't matter. What mattered was that Trump's name was on it. And so Biden began undoing it. And I'm telling you, we're gonna wind up having a signing party on the day one of the next administration, which right now, if things are what they are, it'll be Trump. But at the next go-round, Republicans come in, Lord, there's gonna be just go ahead and just line up the things for him to sign to undo some of this mess. Would you get him back? Is that Jeff from Hazel Green on line one? Jeff Hazel Green, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I was just kind of wondering if Joe Biden could pick out Colorado from Alabama on a map.
Probably not. One of them's landlocked and one of them's got water. How about that? I mean, I don't know if he can find it or not. I
appreciate you talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. You have a great day, man. I don't know. I mean, allegedly, but who knows? What else? Let me see if I got any more text messages before I go on here. I see where Jeff from Hazel Green texted that same comment a moment ago. Thank you, Jeff. And then John from Huntsville just texted in. He says, by the way, Boomer, to answer your question, I got those funny camel sound effects, and he sent you a link to it, brother. So you just so you know, you may want to get some camel sound effects. I don't know. I'm sure John from Huntsville would give you extra credit for that, just so you know.
He would. He sent me a couple other sound effects, too. I may have to look into them.
Okay. We're going to go to number two on the Triple Dipper, but show me the money. But there's been some this is almost like a breaking news aside from the story, because part of the Dipper I've got deals with what happened today, and I'm looking at the screens right now, what happened today in D.C. as a guy named Devin Archer showed up to give testimony to Congress. Who is Devin Archer? In case you don't know, Devin Archer is the former business partner of Hunter Biden on the Burisma board in Ukraine. Oh, really? Where has he been all this time? He's been busy fending off some other charges on federal crimes that allegedly were sort of keeping him busy. Sounds like smoke and mirrors to me. I look at this and think, wait a minute, hold on a second. Republicans just took the majority, 7 months ago? 7 months ago. The Democrats had the majority for the prior 2 years. But all they could talk about was January 6th and get Trump. January 6th, get Trump! So now we're finding out, the world's finding out that, I mean, I didn't know. I'd like to think that I'm fairly well-read and I talk about this stuff all the time. I had no idea that Hunter Biden had a business partner on the board with him in Ukraine. He's probably going to know stuff, right? Did anybody talk to him? No. Has he ever given testimony under oath to Congress? No. Why? Because they didn't want to know what he had to say. Well, he came in today and he talked. And apparently he testified today under oath to Congress that Joe Biden, who has said that he had no knowledge of his son's business dealings with foreign countries, that Joe Biden was on the phone at least 20-plus times, he says, on the phone with them, with these foreign countries. Now, the left has already begun spinning it. I've been watching the screens that are up on the wall, and the left has already been spinning this thing. He didn't talk about business, though. Oh, you got a big bunch of nothing. He got on the phone, but he didn't talk about the actual business. What do you think was happening? One congressional Democrat has already said, all they did was get on there and talk about the weather. That's going to be your storyline? The president said he didn't know about the calls. He didn't know about the business. He denied any knowledge of his son trying to gain influence and use him as a prop in the course of doing so to get money from foreign countries. And your storyline is going to be, well, he was on the phone, but he wasn't really talking about the business. He was just talking about the weather. Really? You go with that. See how it works out. Because I think what you just saw was President Biden being cagey, got on there, didn't want to say certain things because he knew the phone call was probably being recorded, and so he just made sure they understood that he was there. Hey, this is my son. I'm glad you're talking to my son. Yeah, okay. Listen, how's the weather over there? Good. All right. Well, I just wanted to say hello while I was here with you. Just me in the room as vice president. Have a good day. Hunter, call me for dinner, buddy. Let me know how it goes. So all said and done, folks, I think what we just got today was the thing that may have just triggered an impeachment hearing. I'm pretty sure. The impeachment hearings are coming. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, going into hour number 3. You guys stay tuned. We'll be talking about it. Show me the money. That's what we're talking about.